Good morning. Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show this morning. Again, it's Pisgah last night, losing to Hendersonville, and really what was a tough ball game. Obviously, it's tough to take those conference losses like that, Coach, but you guys played hard. You know, they really impressed me with what they did offensively. I was really impressed with their quarterback play, but your guys were tough. There were three or four times in that second half where, you know, we extended plays, you know, out of the backfield that we were just were not ready to be done, and we weren't going to be denied. And he went, you know, back and forth there in that second half, but and obviously a tough way to take a loss like that at home, but a lot of positive things out of a game last night that was important to both teams, obviously. And again, a lot of talent over there at Hendersonville, too, right now.
There is, you know, and I was talking to some of the coaches. I've probably got more history with Hendersonville High School than most because of being at East and playing those guys in the county games and all those things. And that was probably the most well-rounded Hendersonville team that I've seen. I thought they were solid up front. You know, they're always going to have athletes and, you know, have some guys that are game breakers. But I thought their front played really well. I thought their linebackers played really well, you know, also. And the quarterback, you already mentioned him. He was a difference maker. You know, extended some plays, kept some plays alive. And, you know, that's what good players do. I thought probably from their second half last week against Smoky, where they really had turned the corner and, you know, played really well last night also. You know, they finally put four quarters together. And, you know, but I thought our kids played well. I mean, we had, you know, we had good opportunities. We took advantage of some things. There was a couple of places in there that we didn't, but for the most part, I mean, solid ball game, really all three phases all the way around. I mean, you look at the stats themselves, you know, offensively we had 374 yards of offense, they had 284. We had 17 first downs, they had 15 first downs. We had three rushers for over 100 yards last night. You know, penalties, you know, there were eight penalties for us, eight penalties for them. I thought we had a couple that were a little bit ghost calls is what I like to call them, on some pass interferences that I thought were questionable. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we scored in the first quarter, in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter. You know, they scored in the first, second, third, and fourth, and the difference was a 44-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not a easy situation either for a kid to make a field goal that long. But, you know, it was a solid game all the way around. You know, I go back and watched it last night and, you know, obviously go back and look at the stat sheets and, you know, a ball game that could have gone either way. But I thought our kids continued to battle all the way through. You know, made a few adjustments there at halftime, came back out, had a strong drive right out of the gate. You know, and we did some really good things, but at the end of the day, we ended up with a loss, and, you know, we'll pull our pants up and get back to work on Monday. We still got a lot we're playing for.
Yeah, you mentioned that, the adjustment at halftime. Looked like that set was a little heavier and a little tighter in the second half offensively.
You know, they were giving us some stuff up front. You know, in that first half, they were moving quite a bit, obviously with their linebackers in their front. Mm-hmm. Made a few adjustments, Coach Gibson and that bunch did, and, you know, thought it really helped us. And our kids just kind of settled down a little bit. We had to just kind of get going again and kind of refocus on where we were at. I thought our seniors did a good job of leading us. You know, and there was some big momentum swings. That was one of the things that I saw last night. When we got the momentum in a couple of key places, we never could keep it very long. You know, after we scored the first touchdown and we tied things up and, you know, we had the onside pooch kick, which we'd been working all week, and I flipped over and talked to Coach Rogers. I said, Coach Rogers, we're going to try this right here. I said, if we give it up, it's going to be, you know, at the 50-yard line for your defense. He said, run it. And so we did. We called it, and, man, it was pretty. I mean, it fell right into Evan Easton's hands, and our outside guys did a really good job of getting that lead guy kind of knocked out of the way, so it cleared the path for us, and we just couldn't take advantage of it once we got it there. You know, and then we scored there to start the second half, and they came right back and scored. You know, that was the thing. I thought they answered that bell just as many times as we did. You know, every time we'd grab it, they'd grab it right back. Mm-hmm. And it was just a good ball game, you know, all the way around. My hat's off to them. And, you know, they're a very good ball team. You know, I think you play 10 times, you're probably going to split them. I mean, it was one of those deals last night where they were just, you know, 2 points better than we were.
You mentioned the onside kick. And it was almost like, and I'm not a soccer guy, you know, but Luke, I mean, that was almost like a pass, a centering pass in a soccer game. And you're right, it fell right to his arms. You know, we were trying to figure out what it was that Hendersonville was arguing. My assumption is it was just too pretty, and they had trying to figure there's something has to be wrong with it because it works so well. Is that what you got out of that?
You know, I don't know what I don't know what you could argue.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was
10 yards,
if it was high enough and you had a kid close enough, obviously he could signal for the fair catch. But the way that we had kicked it, and we had worked on it all week, we had saw where they were moved in really tight. We ran one similar to that when I was in college at Western Carolina, and we against App State in the game that we won, and very similar. And I told the kids, you know, last week, I said, this is what we're going to look at. This is why, you know, we practiced it. And obviously, the first day it wasn't really good. Second day it got better. Third day we got really good with it. And, you know, just felt like that was a good opportunity. We had, you know, scored, kind of got the momentum back. Thought that might take us, you know, take us right over the edge. It might be able to grab it and run with it a little bit longer. But, again, that was just one of those opportunities, you know, we just didn't, we weren't able to capitalize on that I thought we could have. You know, and there were a couple more during the game that was like that. But, again, I was really proud of our kids, the way we battled and got through things and, you know, continued to fight all the way through. And, you know, at the end of the game, you know, defense got the stop. We used our timeouts, got the ball back. Mm-hmm. Just couldn't do anything with it on that last drive with, you know, a minute, half, or however much was left in the ball game.
Preparation-wise, what was it that you looked at doing to try to, you know, alleviate the absence of Devin?
You know, we had to move some people around, and certainly we don't want to look at, you know, necessarily a certain player or all of those things that, you know, hurt us. Everybody deals with injuries.
Sure.
Every team does. You know, to go into a game facing an athletic team like Hendersonville, it was probably the worst time that we could have had an injury, you know, to Devin or any of our skill players. That's just not a place that we've got a lot of depth. We have, you know, one or two that we can plug in there, but the depth becomes an issue. And then, you know, we move some people around. And defensively, I mean, you know, they held them to 284 yards of offense. They did not have a 100-yard rusher. They did not have a 100-yard receiver. You know, I thought our defense did good on what they did. They were solid. There was a lot of prep time, and that's what I don't think everybody understands. There was so much prep time going into that game because of what they did defensively. And then offensively, we weren't sure what fronts. I mean, we had seen it was coming like a defense of the week in their games leading up to this. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, got into something that we had practiced. But we had, you know, numerous different fronts that we worked on this week because we just weren't sure what they would throw at us. And we kind of knew where there were some key players at and where we could have some issues. And certainly those kids for them played well, and ours did too. Again, I come right back to the same thing. Both teams played really well last night.
Yeah, back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Right now is the time to take on that painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
Your psychology class. Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show again. Obviously, you know, there are more variables, I guess, now than there have been in the past because of the condensed schedule. And we talked a lot about that. We talked a lot about that, you know, throughout the season, that, you know, when you're trying to, you know, compact everything and trying to make heads or tails, and then you get to the end of the season and you start talking about, you know, drawing names out of hats for home games and for seating purposes, you know, there's really still a whole lot up in the air. How do you feel like this impacts things for us going into the final two games at Franklin and Brevard?
Well, it doesn't help. Obviously, the loss doesn't help because we were 2-0. We were undefeated in the conference, so we were sitting pretty good. As you look at what happened last night with the conference games, obviously we had the loss, so we're sitting here at 2-1. Hendersonville's 2-1. Franklin's 2-1. Brevard won last night, so they're 3-0. So they're sitting pretty good. You know, here's the scenarios for how things can play out with possibilities. Obviously, when you look at the schedule, Brevard has the tougher back end of the schedule. So they, you know, played Franklin, and they played Smoky. Mm-hmm. Now they've got to play Hendersonville next week, and then they finish up with us. So they've got a tough road to go. We don't have an easy road either. I mean, we got to go to Franklin, which it's always tough to play there. Then we have to go to Brevard. Hendersonville has really one tough game left with Brevard this coming week, and then they'll finish up with East Henderson for their last game. So there's still a lot of variables and scenarios that, you know, can come out of all of this. Obviously, we can only control what happens with our games. So, you know, for us, we still have an opportunity for a conference championship. We have an opportunity to get into the playoffs. Obviously, we would be sitting better if we were undefeated going into these last two games. But, Chad, it's been every week has been what we've called, and we've talked to our kids about it, an elimination week. Whoever ends up getting two losses in the conference, you've been pretty much eliminated.
Yeah.
So, you know, the last night's game, had we beat those guys, we would have eliminated them. But because we didn't, they're still in contention. We're in still contention. This coming week with Franklin, they're sitting there, you know, at 3-1 and or 2-1, and same situation. Somebody's going to be eliminated next Friday night.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, great for Franklin as well, as far as what they're doing, what Coach Brooks is going to encourage his kids for. We're at home. We've still got a chance for conference championship. We still got a chance to get in the playoffs. So it is – I've never seen it this tight with so many teams this late. Mm. You know, usually you've got one or two that's kind of ahead.
Right.
I mean, you've still got four teams that are in contention for conference championships and playoff spots.
Right.
So, I mean, it's every week is an elimination game. And if we were to get by Franklin and beat those guys next week, we're going to come into the Brevard game, and either Brevard's going to be undefeated and sitting there at a possibility to win a conference outright, or they're going to have lost to Hendersonville, and they're going to come into that last game as an elimination game. So I've not seen it play out like this before in all of my years. The pressure is ramped up tremendously on what's on the line. But I thought our kids handled that really good last night. We didn't booger because of the pressure. We got a good bunch of kids. We got good seniors. You know, good ball game all the way around. We'll have to continue to do that for the next 2 weeks and see if we get a chance to, you know, win a conference championship and a chance to get in the playoffs.
Smoky Mountain played is really tough. Are you surprised that they've had the struggles that they've had?
Looking at those guys, obviously they got the good players. Obviously Dustin Stevens, the Bird Kid, had a really good game against Hendersonville, the good receiver that they had. Quarterback's doing well. You know, everybody matches up differently with each team.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one thing that you don't look at, and probably one of the difference teams in our conference is Hendersonville because of what they do offensively, the athletes that they have.
Which is unique to them.
Yes, it is. And you kind of look at how they fit into the scheme of the conference, and you look at the other teams, and, you know, we're more run-heavy teams in the conference other than Hendersonville, and they're just the opposite. So, you know, the prep time and doing those things that we did, I thought having the Mount Airy game under our belt would be key to trying to have some success and looking back on that, and it was. I mean, we did some things, you know, from that game that I thought helped us last night, offensively and defensively. And again, I mean, you look at all three phases, we were good in all three phases. Even the special teams, you know, Luke had three PATs, we were good. Kickoffs were good. We had a touchback last night. I generally never kick deep to those guys when we play them, even in all my years at East, and I just felt like our kickoff team would be able to handle that, and they did a great job. Punt team was you know, was the same. So there wasn't a place that I just go back and look and say, you know what, I just don't think we prepared our kids good enough and we didn't give them a chance to be successful. But I thought we did.
When you went back and looked at it last night, did you see anything that you didn't see during game? That stood out to you?
You know, I wanted to go back and look at a couple of the penalties.
Yeah.
The pass interference calls, the one with Kane over top of the middle,
yeah.
You know, that I went out and argued with.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to win the call, but I wanted to make sure I got my point across to those officials. And another one on Levi. I thought there were two pass interference calls that kind of extended drives.
Right.
Again, we've got to make stops, you know, at the end of the day. But I thought those were, you know, bang-bang calls, you call them, and I didn't think they were in good places to make those decisions. But at the end of the day, we've still got to make those plays. You know, we had a couple of penalties on offense, you know, jumping off sides. We did a couple of times, and we had a holding call that was, you know, that was probably right. We had a kid that was falling down and ended up grabbing jersey, and he didn't even pull the kid down, but you could have called it a hold. You couldn't have called it a hold based off of him falling and you know, trying to get back up. But, again, those are not excuses.
Yeah.
Those are things that happen during the game, and you've got to rally from them and continue to push forward. And I thought our kids did. I don't think our kids got down because of any of the calls or you know, any of those situations. It was just a well-played ball game.
Going back to their quarterback play, seemed to me that they gave him a good bit of freedom in making adjustments up front. Did I read that correctly, or did they give him the ability to make changes to what they were doing offensively based on the looks that he was getting?
They checked a lot at the line of scrimmage. You know, and Coach Sosby calls the plays over there, and they're looking for numbers and, you know, different things in their offense that they're trying to attack with. You know, they made some checks. I thought the thing that their quarterback did good, I thought he extended plays. And people probably don't realize this when you and I were talking earlier. This was a play that happened where the field goal took place. I think it was a 3rd and 7, and, you know, they were on the 34-yard line, or 30, I guess, 30-yard line, somewhere right in there. And, you know, Coach Rogers had called a stunt. Bailey and Warner both was right there at the quarterback and had a hold of him, and he was probably either going to get an intentional grounding or he's going to get sacked. And he just did a really good job of getting the ball close enough to his receiver, and it was legit that the ball came back the line of scrimmage. If we sack him right there, it's probably 3rd and 14, and they're out of field goal range.
Yeah.
You know, and it was little plays like that, you know, that can be the difference in the ball game. But then the kid comes in and, I mean, hits a 44-yard field goal.
Right.
That's pretty solid for a high school kicker.
You know, how close were we to blocking that? I almost thought that we ran past it. I mean, we were awfully close on that right end, if I remember.
We were close. You know, that was something that we had worked this week. You know, we've had a couple of blocks in the last couple of weeks. We didn't get one last night, but, you know, the kid missed the extra point as well. I don't know if we got a hand on it or not, but, you know, got it within 2 points.
Yeah, that was big.
You know, again, we got across the 50 a couple of times offensively, and we weren't able to get points. But every time we got inside the red zone, we scored.
Yeah.
You know, we had to convert a couple of fourth downs in there and you know, some situations like that. But, you know, great ball game all the way around. You can't really just come out of there and just hang your head other than disappointed for the kids, you know, disappointed in the loss. And, again, people don't understand how much time and prep goes into a week. Yesterday was even that much more because you had a JV game at 4 o'clock in front of it. And, you know, for those of you, you know, that have been around the program enough to know, you know, we all coach JVs and varsity. So it's not like I've got two separate staffs. And, you know, that's where that did not play well into our hand. You know, probably the best decision to go ahead and do that so we didn't have to do it on Monday. And here's the thing, and I don't think people realize either, and I wanted to touch on this. The reason that we did play, okay, yesterday, we had two options. We could have played yesterday, we could have played Saturday. Had we played Monday, which is what we had originally scheduled, the state had made a new rule, okay, because of all of the COVID stuff, that we had to have at least 3 days in between a football game. Kids had to have 3 days to rest, so they could not play Monday. Our JVs could not play Monday and then turn around and play Thursday. So what would play out is you would have to play Monday and the following Saturday, which that's Easter Saturday.
Right.
So nobody wanted to do that. or play the following Monday. So everything would follow Mondays for the next 3 weeks.
Which would be Easter Monday. Yeah.
Which would have been the Easter Monday coming out on the other end.
Ugh.
And that was pretty much everybody west of Asheville that had cancellations from Thursday night.
Yeah.
And I called the state. I actually talked to them and said, is this correct what we're reading? And they said, yes, that's your scenarios. Unless the board comes back and waives it, they're not going to do it by next week. You might get it changed by the last week of the regular season because the high school season would end on a Friday night. They may waive it so you didn't have to continue and play the JVs on the next Monday. So we had some tough decisions we had to make in a short amount of time. We had to get everybody in the conference on board because not only us, if Franklin doesn't play, and I think they're playing today, if they don't play today and they play Monday, we're still in the same boat because
can't
play that team.
Yeah.
So everybody in our conference had to do it, and that was the decision. You either played a doubleheader or you came back and played on Saturday, and most of the teams decided to play Saturday. Hendersonville really didn't want to play it Saturday because they didn't think their grass field would be ready because it was so saturated. And they were willing to come here to get both of them in. So at the end of the day, it made for a tough, long day for our coaches. But, you know, we were able to get it in, and, you know, hopefully Franklin gets theirs in today, and we're back on schedule for next week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL. We'll go back.
Because there are still more smells and trails to explore, Party specializes in orthopedics. We offer arthroscopy, traditional and minimally invasive surgery, joint replacement, spine care, including robotics and injections, sports medicine, therapies, including physical, occupational, and aquatic, as well as physiatry and rehabilitation. Don't let injury or pain keep you from enjoying the outdoors. Locations in Arden, Asheville, Brevard, Hendersonville, and Waynesville. Find out more at partyhospital.org/orthopedics.
Coach, last segment here this morning. I wouldn't necessarily call it a surprise, but obviously, you know, following this group of kids that I have with my son playing and seeing the success that they're having, really, you know, together and you know they're winning right now at a rate that we haven't seen them, you know, win at separate levels. It's really, really fun to watch, and I know that, you know, the whole temperament of the kids has been really positive. You got to feel really good about where this JV team is right now, and you know, obviously, as you said, you know, talking about it 3-0, and you know, obviously, you know, having the chance to win a conference championship with your JV program, as we have so many times in the last few years, you got to feel good about where those kids are too.
We are, yeah. You know, last night in that game as well, you know, on the front end. Had a really good win last night, or yesterday, I guess you would say afternoon. You know, thought both sides, you know, were solid. I think we gave up 14 points, but, you know, I think we scored 31 mm-hmm. points. You know, and you're sitting there and we had two 100-yard rushers.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job. They're growing together.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to, you know, start that season over with and have that game won back.
Yeah.
I think if we'd have had a game or two under our belts, it might have made a difference in the ball game. We were just so green, you know, coming out because we got so many freshmen that are starting for us, but they're starting to come together. You know, we got two games left. You know, to be able to say you're sitting here with your JVs and your varsity, and you've got two games left in your season, and both programs are still right there in the hunt for a conference championship. I think that speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
About where the program is. And that's the way it's been for us for the last few years. And I just feel like our coaches are doing a really good job coaching our kids, our young kids, bringing them along. You know, and they get to buying into what you're doing, and they start believing in it. They get a few leaders that start emerging,
yeah.
And you got some playmakers in there.
Yeah.
It's just like what you said. It's fun to watch. Not necessarily the most success in other years, you know, prior to getting
right
up here to the
exactly
high school.
Right.
I mean, you know better than I do because you followed them all the way through. But it's just nice to see them. And this was one thing, guys, that probably nobody thinks about, Eddie. This was week 41. 41 weeks
That's
we've
right.
been going
yeah.
since June the 22nd. 41 weeks. You think about that just for a minute. Whether we've been lifting weights, you know, 3 and 4 days a week, or we've been practicing and lifting, all of the 41 weeks.
Just because we were in Plan C does not mean that we weren't still wide open, and obviously we have been.
Wide open. And so it's been, you know, I know people say, well, that's a short season, short season. It ain't been short for me. It's been longer for me because of where we've been at and our coaches and the time and the effort and stuff that they put in, and our kids. I mean, you're talking about your kids that are, you know, could be burnout, you know, all of those things, and they're still plugging right along and, you know, knowing what's on the line. And it makes it exciting this time of this point in a season. I shouldn't say this time of year because we're playing football in March and April.
Yeah, yeah.
But at this point of the season, when you've got, you know, a couple games left and everybody's still in contention in both of your programs.
So when you go and you think about, you know, transitioning, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but transitioning into 2021, obviously you got to think about things a little bit differently. You're going to be welcoming in another group of kids as ninth graders. It'll have to be bang bang, obviously, with them. You know, you certainly want to play off the momentum that the JV's got right now, and obviously this group of juniors that'll be seniors, but it's going to be a lot more compacted again. Have you thought about that at all, about that transition into the fall season, because it's going to be so tight?
It is, and we've not done a whole lot with it. You know, a lot of prep time usually by January, I've got summer schedules out for parents so they could schedule vacations and all those things.
Yeah.
But the way things are playing out now, we've not really had time to do that. I mean, we've got sports seasons that are going to go all the way up until the middle of June.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to, number one, we're going to make sure that we rest a little bit. Give our kids some time away from it. Obviously, we'll continue with the conditioning and stuff, but we've got to get those young kids in and go with them. But again, you said it, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. And one thing that we haven't talked about, and we definitely need to, senior night last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, to be able to see those young men on the field with their parents last night, and I hope it wasn't the last time. I hope that somehow we're able to possibly win these next two ball games and get in the playoffs and possibly get a home game. But if that was the last one for those guys and their parents, you know, it was great to see them out there. It was nice to have great weather.
Yeah, it was.
You know, we talked about that last walk possibly across the bridge, getting into the stadium. A lot of emotions last night, you know, from the kids and the parents. But you could see, you know, how much the program and Pisgah High School football means to these families and everybody involved with it. You know, not just the football. You had your cheerleaders and you had your ROTC and you had your band members and all of those people that were involved with that senior night. That's a big deal. And I know, you know, we had a couple of coaches that were involved with kids last night there on. You know, Coach Cagle, obviously, with Levi, and Coach Early, obviously, with Kane, and Coach Francis with, you know, his daughter Angelica was in the band.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, it was hard to describe sometimes.
Surreal.
Because you hate to see. I've spent so much time with those kids, and you hate to see them get to that point. I'm thankful we've still got two games to go with a lot still on the line. I feel confident that our kids will come back and battle and do the things that we need to continue to push through and give ourselves a chance.
A year ago, we weren't sure we were going to have a senior night.
We were, and I was so you know, worried that we weren't going to get to enjoy this year with those kids because it's such a good class of seniors, and I'm thankful we've got in what we've got so far. We've still got two more games for me to enjoy as much time as I can, and we may be able to extend it. I hope we can.
Absolutely. Be back on the road next week to the last two games on the road. At Franklin next week, Brevard the following week, 6:30, 7:30 kick, right? We're going to 7:30 kicks?
As a matter of fact, I think that they are going to 7 o'clock for the next two ball games we're not hosting.
Okay, all right. So 6 o'clock will be our air time. 7 o'clock kicks next Friday. Stay with us for that. WPTL, and again, we'll see you next week with the Brett Chappell Show.